Hey y'all, it's your girl T, and here's T Talks. You know, I hope you guys are gonna have a beautiful, positive day. I hope that everything works out, and I hope that, you know, things also work out in your favor, because I know things get hard and not everything is gonna go our way, but that's okay, because we always gonna make a way, because God makes a way. But to my point of topic today, I really kind of experienced something recently where I literally just had to take back and take a moment to realize some things that we do as people and also that we do within ourselves. I think we let our negative control our negative. I'm gonna say that again. We let our negative control our narrative. And what that means is we don't really give ourselves the opportunity to see our own narrative and realize the opportunities that are before us, you know? Because we're so caught up in the negative. We're caught up in the things that we don't have, that we wish we had, that we wish would come to us in that very second and in that very moment. And as that's happening, it's more bricks piling and piling over top of us. And then we get into this space where, you know, we just can't move forward. Because we've convinced ourselves by the negative that we can. It ain't no way out. You know what I'm saying? We got to focus on our narrative at hand. We got to focus on the things that we do have control over. And things that we do have the power to fix. Or the opportunities that are right before us. We just can't see it because we're so consumed with the things that we don't have. And I know this is a troublesome topic to discuss because, you know, we do get down on our luck sometimes. We do wish, you know, things kind of worked out better because we're so focused on somebody else's negative narrative. We can't be focused on somebody else's narrative if we can't even realize our own or even read our own book. You know what I'm saying? But see, that's when the whole flashiness and stuff comes from. You know what I'm saying? Just because we see one speck of a moment in somebody else's life and it looks so perfect in that one speck in time, we automatically assume that our life is just shitty. We think it's shitty because we're like, dang, I'm not even where, you know, I'm supposed to be there. You know what I'm saying? That's supposed to be my life and they already got it before I do. Like, God, what's up? It ain't got nothing to do with that because everybody else's blessings is their own. But you got to focus on your narrative. You can't put two people's books together. That don't work. I guarantee you, if you start focusing more on your narrative than the negative, I think you'll start seeing some better outcomes or at least a better perspective on your own circumstances. And you'll see that, dang, maybe I could have tried this at that time. Or maybe I can try this. You know what I'm saying? Maybe this is more available to me right now than I thought it was. We be sleeping on the opportunities that are right there before us. And sometimes we do gotta get up and grab those opportunities ourselves. We gotta stop being lazy and thinking that, you know, just because we're so caught up in the negative that things not gonna happen for us, we stick and we soak about it. We soak about it for days. And we get into this mindset that, you know, ain't nothing gonna come of it. So we just don't do nothing about it. And that sucks. And you definitely don't wanna put yourself in that type of situation. So this is what we're going to do. In order to not worry about our negatives, but focus on our narratives, we got to think about some goals. Now, the word goals is a word I'm foreign to sometimes because I can't even stick with one goal. All right. I changed my socks more than that. All right. So this is what you got to do. Figure out in your narrative right now, right here today, what do you have control over? Now, what you wish you had control over or what you thought you had control over, what right now today with a clear mind and a clear heart have control over in your narrative? And even if that means sitting there and absolutely doing nothing because it's not meant for you to do anything, that's fine too. It's realizing your narrative. It's realizing what's before you. I know for myself the other day, I sat there and I realized, dang, like, I'm doing all this overthinking. I'm doing all this talking and all this negative speaking, but I just need to sit back and take a second and just embrace the narrative as it is. And just because you're not doing nothing at that moment because you're trying to get yourself together doesn't mean your story is not still in progress, because it is. You just gotta feel for it. You gotta get that feeling of knowing that, okay, these are my circumstances.